you can if something is not working, if something not going for you, then you don't have the mind of Christ. You're not functioning in that mind, right? All do my Father tell me this. All this word is doing is lining me up. I need to hear God more. I wish I heard his voice clear. You ever said that before? Come on. Come on. Or you hear somebody like apostle say, well, the Lord told me this morning, you know, and then you be like, well, he ain't tell me nothing this morning. Or we be coming up with stuff in our head that we say the Lord told us, but it be just us that got real smart. Come on, y'all. Come on. Can we be real? Come on. But Lord told, no, he didn't tell you that. All right. I want to hear him a little clearer. Well, I need an answer on this, right? When you're in there, you're letting that mind be in you so that you can recognize what God is saying when he speaks to you. And it becomes a flow. But ain't no flow if the pipeline is flowing this way and the water flowing this way. Ain't no flow if your joint is connected that way. So can we use our imagination? Can we use our imagination? Real quick, I want you to imagine the pipeline. Imagine the pipeline, the PVC pipe, the pipeline of water coming this direction. It's meant to go this direction. All right? You see it? You see the water coming? You see the water coming? Now you have a joint connector. The part of you is connected. I want you to see it. It's like the L pipeline where you got the connector and then it comes and then it starts coming down. Do y'all see that? Are y'all with me? Are y'all with you in your imagination? Are y'all with it, right? So now the pipeline is coming. You connect it and it's supposed to come down and funnel down to earth. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, all right? Now it's supposed to funnel down, right? But my connector right here, the little joint that connects to the main pipeline, right? My connector, if the water is coming out this way and my connector is off and I'm turned just a little bit this way, right? Then I'm never filled. I get a little wet every now and then because my pipe is still close. The water coming. I'm so close, I get a little on the outside. The outside of my, don't it feel like that sometimes? Don't it feel like sometimes we got spiritual moments? But then it's like, I wish I could walk in this every day. You can. You ever had a strong move of spirit somewhere? And was like, whoa, we out here crying. It's not, y'all know the ones, right? And I wish I could have this one all the time. But then tomorrow, it don't feel like that, huh? Yeah, connect. Yeah, turn. Because you can be like that all the time. I don't mean you can be snotting, crying at work. What I'm saying is the power. So you're connected. Are y'all with me? Y'all watching it? You close, but ain't nothing going in. And it's only because my thinking is off. My thought process. I got to listen. We read the book of Acts now. And God bless Acts. And Romans and Corinthians and both Corinthians. All the Thessalonians, come on, name them. Come on, y'all. God bless all of them. But see, them doggone gospels that's my thing. When Jesus, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, when Jesus talking, that's it. When Jesus got to talk and it get read, the words start getting read, that's what I build it on. God bless Paul and Peter and Barnabas and Saul and you name them and Timothy. God bless them all. I love them, but I follow them like I follow Christ. I can't pattern myself after Paul. Paul not my savior. Peter's not my savior. We know more about David and Goliath than we know about Jesus. David, Moses, Noah. Come on, who your favorite is? I like Joseph. I don't care who you like. Ain't Jeremiah, here we get to call him. Y'all know who we like. Come on, Jehoshaphat. Right? Elijah, we got Samuel, Eli. God bless all of them, but ain't none of them my Savior. Right. All of them were a shadow of the man. Yeah. So here we go. 1 Corinthians 11 and 1 says, go turn there. Turn there, I want you to look at it. 1 Corinthians 11 and 1. First person to get there, just start reading. Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. In other words, follow me like I follow Christ. It's Paul talking. You follow me as I follow Christ. Now, the problem, a man is funny. You said 1 Corinthians 11? Let me get over there real quick. scripture I wanted to read. Be ye followers of me, even as I am also of Christ. Now, what is this what Paul's saying? Now, I praise you, brother, that you remember me in all things. Y'all see that? And keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you. Verse 3. But I would have you know that the head of every man is, that the head of every man is, that the head of every man is. So listen, remember me. Remember me. Listen, I'll tell you this about me. You should say this about the people that you minister to. Yes, remember me. Remember some of the good things that I told you, right? Because I told you some good things, right? But see, them good things I told you ain't gonna work until you realize that the head is Christ. If we take this word and do not go all the way to Christ, this word is void and ineffective in your life. You will never make a difference. You will never reach the potential God had for you. You'll never do anything. I can't live that way. I'm not cool with that. I'm not cool with this regular stuff. I'm not cool with, I'm getting on by till I go to see my king. I'm not cool with that because I don't know what my king going to tell me. I don't know what my king going to tell me when I get there because I was barely getting by. I was just doing bare minimum just to stay on the right side of righteousness. Just so I could say I was saved so I could make it through them pearly gates. What are they going to tell me when I get up there, though? There's a scripture they're talking about. There's going to be some crying. Ain't no crying in heaven. No, there's going to be some gnashing of teeth. And they're going to be upset when they start seeing all the stuff that could have happened and they didn't make it happen. I ain't trying to miss much. When you play my reel, I won't be like, I did that. We made it there. All right, Jesus. We got that one. That's what I wanted to say. Well done, y'all. Well done, our good and faithful servant. Right. That's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear telling me I'm a wicked and slothful because I went and hid the talent. Wow. Because I thought he was a hard man. And listen what he said. And you know the parable of the talents, right? Yeah. Those harvest, I knew he reaped where he not sown. Well, now you're calling God a lie because God says seed time in harvest. So I've got to Jesus came and Jesus the words I'm going to say won't even add up to how great a job it is. Even great is not big enough to say the kind of job that Jesus did coming here and showing us how to live as mankind. It was amazing. It was marvelous. It was through the roof. It was magnificent. It was genius. I mean, the way that he functioned was literal perfection and flawlessness. I mean, it couldn't have been done better. He did the job like the job. Like he was the job. Y'all get it? So he did an amazing job. So, all right, Jesus does it what he did. So I'm focused on Jesus. But then, you know, so thank God for the disciples. Some of them, you don't hear nothing else about after. Huh? God bless them. But these ones that walk with him all them years, some of them, you don't hear nothing about them after. We hear about Peter. Right? Peter was a wild boy, right? Peter also was a racist. Peter also was with the council while Paul was out there doing work. I read that in the chapter today. I'm going to teach you something about Peter them. Peter them. Everybody say Peter them. Peter them. I'm going to teach you something about Peter them and Paul them. And God bless Peter them and Paul them and all them. God bless them, right? But sometimes the head of every man is Christ. Huh? The head of every man is Christ. And there's some things, and I'm not blaming this on Peter or Paul, but I do know all of these years, there's some things that got into the functioning of the church that are still law, that are still religious and ritual. I'm not picking which ones. I'm not going to go down the list. But see this right here? I'm not going down the list right now. All right? What I'm saying is there's some things that have gotten in that don't look like. Right? Y'all have seen some of them, haven't you? Right? And so I know that a defecting man, one of the defects that we have in our mankind, one of the flaws that we do have is that we can think for ourselves. It's a great thing and a flaw at the same time. It's amazing and terrible at the same time. But because you can think of it yourself, you can come up with some nice little rules. You go with nice little rules on how to do things, come up with some nice little rules, try to keep people from hurting themselves, and come up with some nice little boundaries for people to do different things. And God bless that, and it works for a season. But if that, I'm reading a book, and the book talks about the whole Christ. And it's talking about legalism and then they got some people think ain't no law and ain't no rules. We don't need to have no rules. We just do what we want. Right? You know, it's something like grace and faith, right? And some of you think it's all rules. Ain't no freedom here, right? Right? And they say, well, the problem is people are missing the whole Christ. You realize that the obedience is in the character of Christ, not in the law book of the church. Right? And you realize the character of Christ means the best for you. Right? And so we have a tendency to miss the whole Christ. Take a part of them, but we don't take this part. Right? This part right here, we got to lay the hammer down. Well, how did Jesus handle it? How Jesus handled it walking to church? They didn't look like they were supposed to look. How you handle it? What did Jesus do in certain situations? Come on, y'all. Come on. They turn over tables. Now he come turn over tables. You know why he started turning over tables? Y'all know the whole story behind that? Y'all really don't know the story about it? Y'all know the detailed story? The reason he started turning over tables is because the priests at the time were getting over on the people. There was every year there's a Passover. So the Passover is not like, you know, we come to church and get dressed up for Easter, right? Like Passover. No, the Passover was a pilgrimage. All the Jews, imagine all the black people in the United States, we're going to get to walk into Canada. Can you imagine that? Huh? Yeah, can you come on. Can you just imagine that? Just all the Jews are making a trip to the holy city. One time, millions of them walking. And so when you get there, you got to make a sacrifice. You better be ready for the sacrifice. You're making a sacrifice when you get there. It's the ritual. All right? So now on my way there, I got to make sure that I buy me an animal to kill. I got to buy me an animal because some blood got to be shed. This is for Jesus now. This is for Jesus shed his blood. So now I got some blood that got to be shed. So it doesn't matter what my financial class is, I better come with something. So they were buying doves and birds and pheasants and pigeons. And some people come because they had the money to come with a cow. Some people had a goat. They were bringing them on. Whatever, you bring your offering. Well, you had to buy them offering from somebody. So here the priest was selling the offerings, selling the cows and the animals, right? And then receiving, all right? Then they receiving the sacrifice, all right? So here's the problem, though. Here's the get over. You ready for it? I'm teaching y'all something right now, Anna. Yeah, here's something. Here's the get over. You don't bring a blemished sacrifice to God. That was a rule. If your cow got some kind of rash or something ain't going on right with him, he ain't the one. You better bring your best one, your healthiest one. When you got a dove, you better not have no broken wing. You got a dove, you better not have no blemish on it. You better be all white. You better go wash him off. So now they begin selling them damaged goods. So they selling them damaged goods, and then when they come to bring the sacrifice, they say it's not good enough, so now you got to go back and double up. Do y'all get the game? Not only that, but in this time, I love understanding about this. In this time, the quote-unquote priest and the Caesar and all them was in cahoots. Yes. They was all the ones living big. Because yes. They would run, we run things. Because they got the law and the government, and they got the army. We got God. And you can't hear from God unless you talk to. You get it? All right, y'all get it? So now here we go. Now this is why Jesus, and you're going to understand why he turned over tables now. Also, so now why they making Passover, not only do they have to go buy like something for a sacrifice, but then what they did was they jacked up the prices. Let me show you how they jacked it up. They made the money, they call them drachmas and all the different types. They made they officially made the value of the money go down. So your dollar ain't a dollar no more. So your dollar 50 cent now. the dollar, the wages and all the stuff that you work with, you had a plan to spend so much money on your sacrifice. But now we said, well, that dollar, and they just decided to do it because they knew they had a monopoly, because you got millions of people that knew they were going to go and get something to buy for the sacrifice. You knew they had to do it because it wasn't a festival, or it wasn't some kind of little trip. No, this was their life. This was whether I'm saved or not saved by this trip. This trip going to determine my salvation for the next year. And my kids. This is real life. I got to do this regardless. If I got to sell my last, I got to have a sacrifice. So they go, so now your dollar 50 cent. See? So we thought Jesus come in there and start wilding. What did he mean? You see it now? You're messing over my people. You come up with corruption. You come up here messing over my people and trying to play all these games and trying to get over, and you don't even know that I'm the one you're looking for. So now it's time to turn up now. Y'all get it? See, in everything we've got to find Christ. When you're reading that scripture, find Jesus. When you're making a decision, find Jesus. Whatever you're doing, find him in there. If you do not, what's going to happen is if you try to make something happen, or try to do something, or try to make law, or try to make something function without finding Christ, it becomes law. It becomes an ordinance with no power. It becomes control. Now, nothing's wrong with Jesus' control, but if Jesus ain't in control, then what's going on? Are y'all with me? So in everything, I got to find who? Jesus. I got to find Jesus. I've got to go. Jesus is the head of every man. Yes. You follow me as I follow. Let me tell you something. You can follow me all day long, and I could be a great, great, great man and whatever. You can follow me all day long. But if you don't follow me as I follow Christ, and watch this, and if you ain't got your eyes on Christ, you're going to lose. Apostle is a great man. Great man. One of the greatest men that ever walked this earth, as far as I'm concerned. But even he'll tell you, if you're looking at me and you don't keep your eyes on Christ, I am supposed to tutor you in Christ. My job is to be an example of Christ in the flesh, but I know I'm not him. Are y'all getting it? I'll never forget. Apostle said this one time. He said this years ago, and you don't hear many preachers say this. He said, I want y'all to know the word of God so good, and I want you to know God's will and hear God's voice so good that if I, and they said, what did he say? He said, if I go off, you'll know it. Yes. What preacher you heard say that? Right. You don't hear because they say, no, I ain't gonna never go off, huh? Right? Oh no, but man got flaws. Yes. Right? We all do, don't we? The key is minimizing, right? Like we want to minimize the mistakes, minimize the mess ups, right? We want to minimize them, but it happens. Ain't that the truth? So now, if you don't, Jesus is the rock. He's the rock that you build your house on. You get it? He's the revelation of Jesus is the rock. And so now. You cannot get caught up with everything else without looking at Jesus. Well, what happened to Peter when he stopped looking at Jesus? Immediately. It doesn't matter what miraculous thing you did before that moment. And it's miraculous that he walked on the water. We don't know. It's never recorded how far he went. It didn't say 20 feet, 30 feet, 40 feet. It didn't say 2 feet. All we know is that he set foot on that water and was walking on that water, because you can't sink somewhere if you wasn't on top already. Right? So that's a miracle right there that he actually walked. I don't care if he took a step. There's more steps than you took on water, right? But immediately when I stopped looking at Christ, you gotta catch the understanding. Immediately when I stopped looking at Christ, immediately is when I, and who saved him? He's everything. He's in front of us, behind us, on top of us, under us, around us, in our head, and he's everywhere. He's everywhere. Like Jesus is everywhere. Jesus saying, listen, grace and mercy, I'll save you when you ain't listening, but you need to listen. If you listen, you'll go a little faster. If you would listen to me, you wouldn't be on the ground, somebody dragging you. You would run a little faster and make a little bit more progress if you just listen, learn a lesson. Yeah, I know you're failing, scratching knees. Cool. I understand. Let me heal that for you. Now run. Listen to me and run. Find Jesus. John 14 and 6. Anybody know? Don't turn now. Anybody know it? Huh? John 14 says, you know it. Start it off for me. No, but you know it. I'll start off, you're going to know it. Now y'all won't quote, huh? No, man, coming to the Father. I know how it goes. Yeah. John 14. Everybody say John 14 and 6. John. Come on, say it again. Say John.
John.
Come on, say John.
John.
Come on, say John.
John.
14.
14.
Say it again. Say 14.
14.
Come on, say it again. 14.
14.
And 6.
And
come on, and 6.
And
use your fingers. Say, and 6. Come on. And 6. What it is? John 14 and 6. Do it again.
John 14 and 6.
Come on, do it again. John 14 and 6. 6. Come on, 6. Say, John 14 and 6. 6, 14, John. Come on, John, 14 and 6. What did it say? And Jesus said, I am the no man coming to the Father. How? What did I say? I say it like I want you to say it. What? Y'all didn't do it. Y'all better use that finger. Why? Where is that?
John 14 and
6. All right, now you're going to remember that. It's easy to remember. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Come on. H, I, J, K, L, B, Q, R. Wow, you know that one, don't you? How long have we been singing that song? Where's the scripture?
John 14 and 6.
Say it again.
John 14 and 6.
And what is it talking about, Caleb? Where that's at?
John 14 and 6.
See, so you remember that. Put this in your remembrance. Do this in remembrance.
Okay.
Right? One of the best things to do, you should memorize these scriptures. Two. Put them in there so they'll come up. You'd be surprised the moment. They'll come up in the right moment. See, it is not your job to be the dispenser of the anointing. It is not your job to be the dispenser or the creator or the functioner of the revelation. It's not your job. You don't have control over that. The Holy Spirit controls that, right? But I want to put myself in position that when he wants to tell me something, I got something in there, right? Or when he wants to give me a revelation about something, at least I got some searching scriptures. If any of you think you have life, they testify of me, right? But I should have been searching them, right? It's a spirit that quickens the flesh, but I know the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. But the letter by itself kill it, but the spirit give it life. But the letter with the spirit, boy, is powerful. So I want to have letter. John
14 and 6.
Because now he could tell me, now I'm lost and I don't know what's going on, and the Holy Spirit wants to give me a revelation about direction and how I do things, or a way that I do things. And then he'll start talking to you, say, remember, I am the way, the truth. And where is that at?
John 14 and 6.
You get it? You're going to remember. Say it. I'm going to remember that. Come on, say that. Say, I'm gone. I want you to say it like, don't say, I'm going to none of that. I want to say, I'm gone.
I'm gone.
Remember that.
Remember that.
All right, where is that?
John 14
and 6. What did it say? Yeah. All right. Right. I'm the way, truth, and life. No man come to the Father but by me. Jesus said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, and I'm the life. He didn't say us, he said I am. Don't no man come to the Father but by me. Well, look, come on, I'm going to approach the throne of God. You can't, but by me. You can't go up there without the key. How you going? You a thief and a robber. The scripture I wanted to read the other day. They're talking about John 10:10, right? John chapter 10, right? Right? They say, talking about the good shepherd, right? And he makes a statement. He says, anybody that came up another way is a thief and a robber. Many times he's talking about a thief coming out, still killing, destroy. I'm coming at you. So the devil, a thief. This is because you're reading out of context, though. He is a thief, though. Right? But that thief right there, he's talking about you sometimes. or some other people trying to speak in your life because they came up another way. Anybody ain't enter into the door? Was John. We know who the door is, don't we? Do we know who the door is? If anybody came in another way other than the door, he a thief and a robber. So, oh, that proves something to me that sometimes some other stuff can get inside.
Yeah.
All right. You ever had any crazy thoughts?
Yeah.
And don't lie to me up here because I know you have. Right? All them, like crazy thoughts you wasn't supposed to have, right? Watch this. They was inside your head. Well, no, because I'm saved, though. He was in Christ as a new creature. Old things have passed away, behold, all things become new. Are you saved? Say yeah.
Yes.
Are you saved? You're born again, right?
Yes.
Things are different, right? What's going on with my mind? How did it get inside? How did it get in there? Well, hold on. The door. The doorway. Where's the doorway? Who's the doorway? Who's the doorway? Jesus' doorway. So if it came another way other than it's a thief and a robber. That's how the thief got in your house. I proved to me now that a thief can get in my situation. A thief can get in my understanding if I don't pay attention. A thief, and especially Lord, don't, especially if I'm not the strong man. We don't have to get on the strong man. If I'm weak and he didn't got in the house, he's going to whoop me and take everything. Strong man. Listen. You be the strong man. Thief can come in there if he want. He gonna be sad he got in there though. He gonna be sad he got in there. He probably ain't gonna try to climb up that way no more. Cause if you're the strong man, say strong man.
Strong.
Come on, say it again. Say strong man.
Strong.
Come on, say it again. Say strong man.
Strong.
If I'm the strong man, then when somebody try to come in, the strong man get the other man out.
Amen.
But all thieves in your life came up another way. They came up when you was looking at something else. Every thief in your life, everything that's taken from you, came up another way.
Wow.
And all it takes a little bit today. You got two things. The words sound familiar, but you have attraction. Everybody say attraction.
Attraction.
But then you have distraction. The root word of both of those is traction. Traction, like. Got a fool, like your tires got you. You know your tires get bald.
Right.
It's time to go get some new ones, right?
Because
you lose traction. Don't let it rain, boy. And your bald tires, it's over with. Your brakes can be good as all outdoors, but if your tires ain't got no traction, ain't no grip, ain't no stop.
Right.
You get it?
Right.
You're gonna be sliding and slipping and sliding, all right? Because there's no traction, right? There's no foothold. There's no grip. There's nothing to keep me stable, all right? All right. So a distraction. Distraction. Everybody say distraction.
Distraction.
Walking on water, look around, lost my foot. Peter, come on. Y'all do your imagination. Ready? Walking on water, got a strong foothold on the water. I don't know how we did it, but he did it. It's Jesus, all right? Got a strong foothold, looking around, got distracted. Distracted, and I lost my foothold. Whatever it was under my foot that was keeping me walking on the water, I lost the traction. Because I got distracted. If it didn't come through the door, it's a robber and a thief. If it don't look like Jesus, it's a distraction. It's the robber and thief too, though. That's a trick question. But it's a distraction. Anybody ever been distracted before?
Yes.
Anybody ever signed up for something they wasn't supposed to sign up for because you was looking? Wherever we was looking at, like, you know, there's a lot of stuff this is the one that make life right. And no. Where's the door? Find Jesus. Everybody say find Jesus.
Find Jesus.
Come on, say it. Say find Jesus.
Find Jesus.
So you got a problem gonna come up tomorrow. Something gonna come up tomorrow. And we're gonna start praying in tongues about it immediately. Praise the Lord for that, because it's gonna get your mind right. You'll get yourself over in the mystery, all right? Praise the Lord for that. But then next day, find Jesus. While I'm praying in tongues, I don't know bullshit, I'm finding Jesus. Where's Jesus? Jesus, where you at? I need to, where you at in this? Right?
Yeah.
Don't just start walking through doors. Stand still and see the salvation. Don't just start walking through doors because you in a rush to get somewhere. You better check, Caleb, check the door out. Don't just walk through the door because you feel like you need to be going through doors. If it ain't Jesus, don't go through the door because we don't know what's on the other side. I can promise you what's on the other side of Jesus. Life and life more abundantly. I am coming that you might have life and life more abundantly. Right. I'm come that you have all good things. I know what's on the other side of, and I know what Jesus looked like. It's simple, ain't it? Well, what I've been doing is, you know, I've been walking through doors that don't look like Jesus, or I just been walking in the blind, just for the sake of being walking. No traction. Jesus. These songs you say, Jesus. Those songs you say, Jesus is all, right? I mean, these songs were telling us what it was. I don't know what song we're singing, but we didn't believe, but he's all. That's it. I call the name Jesus. Okay, what you call the character Jesus? If I scream out the name of Jesus, you need to scream out the character.
Right. Come on.
Are y'all getting me? Yes. If it don't look like him, don't walk. Right. If something else is in there, it was a robber and a thief. Get it out. Check your thoughts right quick. You ready? Right. Check your thoughts. Thought come in. I ain't gonna make it. That ain't Jesus. That ain't him. That's a thief. And me, that's the thing. We ain't got to talk about it. Let me call 911. Ain't no 911. You 911. Get him out. How you get him out? Huh? See what that word is saying? And you might not believe it right then. I love that scripture. It says, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. The Holy Ghost is a what? A helper. Listen. Help my unbelief. Cool. You might pick it up. You might not believe right now. It look a little tough, right? But I'm just going to say it because he told me to say it. Because he said it, I'm going to say it. I'm going to say the scripture. Oh, God, he's seen the bundle of all that's a thing. See the bundle of all that's a thing. He's seen the bundle of all that. By his stripes, I'm here. I'm going to say it over and over again until I convince my mind and my pipeline lines up. Y'all get it? There ain't no more regular Bible study no more. You know, go and read a couple little chapters just so you do your due diligence. That's over with. You'll find yourself doing it again, slap yourself. Whop, just do it. Hit yourself real good. Hit yourself real good so you won't make that mistake no more. My mom used to whoop me, and when I got a good enough whooping, I made sure that I never did that one again. Huh? Anybody ever got whooped before in their life, right? Because that I caught a good enough whooping. You never tell me don't jump the dish no more. I'm not going over there no more. I don't care what my friends do. Come on, we not going to. No, I think my mama can see me. I know she way over there. But I feel like she can see me in the spirit. I can't take that chance because that hurt too bad. You hear her screaming? I told you, told you don't jump that. Come here. Then you're going to catch a whooping. And your friends know you're going to catch a whooping. And they laughing. Same one that told you to jump, they're going to laugh at you. That's a lesson too. All right, so find Jesus. No more old, regular old. I'm looking through these scriptures. And I'm just doing my due diligence. God don't care nothing about your due diligence. You're talking about, oh, well, let me check them off. They read the chapter today. He ain't up there doing that. That chapter for you, not him. So you better get what you can get out of it. You know what I'm saying? You better, if it's for you. It's to line you up. So you better get the most out of it. Find Jesus. You don't remember nothing about the class. You better remember. Who better remember? Find y'all in the second year. I got y'all next year. I sure do have a second year class. We're going to be church unusual. The first thing I'm going to say, what are we looking for? Because that's what we're looking for in the church too. Amen.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am.